Market Day is sponsored by the Virginia Council on Economic Education and the VCU Center for Economic Education.
This is the culminating activity after weeks of classroom preparation.
VCU's Suzanne Gallagher noted that with the high school requirement that students pass economics and personal finance to graduate, the event, involving third through fifth graders, provides a strong foundation.
Shortly, there will be nearly 1,400 coming through the doors at the Siegel Center, and each of them will be carrying a bag or a box full of whatever it is they have produced to sell to the other 1,400 students. These are things they have created by themselves. You might think of it as extreme entrepreneurship.
The purpose of the Mini Economy Market Day is to expose the kids to basic economic concepts.
What consumers do, what producers do, what goods and services are, why businesses have to be nice to consumers or they won't come back. Learning by doing rather than learning by memorizing.
Today, Gallagher said, is the day they put what they've learned into practice.
The Siegel Center basketball floor will just be wall-to-wall tables. Each of the groups, each classroom, is its own mini-economy, and it has its own name. And then, as the economies got going, they had the opportunity to do jobs. They earned money doing things like paper cutter, hall monitor, banker. Then the teacher comes with the idea that, you know, you can earn money by doing something other than a job. You could be an entrepreneur.
The students then learn what an entrepreneur is and set to work starting their own business.
Some good or service that they think that their classmates and other students their age might be willing to buy. In some schools, they produce these at home, and some schools, they produce them in the classroom. They come up with these ideas. They try them out on their fellow students. They do market surveys to find out whether students would buy them, and if they would buy them, how much they'd be willing to pay.
The students will check out what they see on the other tables.
They know that if people aren't buying their products, they probably need to lower their price or do a little bit better marketing. And if they are selling too quickly, then they need to maybe raise their price. So they're very sensitive to these kinds of market conditions.
Judges from area business partners will be busy looking at each table and determining the outstanding product and the outstanding entrepreneur.
You just wouldn't believe the kinds of things. You know, we see purses made out of those little drink packages. One of the most interesting, I thought, was last year someone was selling hair extensions for dogs. Now, I have to tell you, many of these are products I wouldn't have thought of, and I'm always astonished at which ones are the big sellers. But, of course, they are not making products for middle-aged women. They are making products for their peers.
While there are awards, Gallagher added,
we hope that everyone leaves feeling they've accomplished something. I always try to remember to tell them there's no failure, there's only feedback. So if you came today and your product didn't sell, then think about, should I have made it a little bit different? Should I have changed the price? What would I do if I were starting over? If the mini economy was next week, would I bring the same product?
The market opens at 10 and closes 90 minutes later. Corporate sponsors for this year's Mini Economy Market Day are Genworth Financial and Martins. John Ogle, WCVE News.